VIP Conduit presents Getting to Know You for December 2022. This is the last episode of this year. For this evening's show, we welcome our special guest, Lindsay Ng from Canada. Here is our host for the evening, Susie B. from Tennessee.
Welcome, everyone, to tonight's edition of Getting to Know You. And tonight, you're going to get an opportunity to get better acquainted with our own Lindsay Ng. Lindsay, welcome.
Good evening, everyone.
Lindsay, we're going to start out with the easy stuff. Where were you born?
Well, I think I was born in a hospital. No, I was born in a hospital in Canada back in the day, it would be a smaller town in Kitchener at St. Mary's Hospital.
Okay, did you grow up in Kitchener?
I grew up in a little town called Baden.
Okay. When you were born, when was your vision problem detected, or was this something you were born with? And what was the cause?
Well, first of all, I'm going to back up a second. I have to tell you that I was the last baby to be born at St. Mary's Hospital before they moved over to the other hospital, which is considered Grand River. So I was the last baby to be born there. Surprise, surprise for me. When I was born, I came out very, very white as a ghost. White hair. And my mom was... had me up to the window, and she had seen that my eyes were, I was squinting and due to the bright light. And so she had said something to the doctor, who then they started doing some testing and found out that I was albino. So I have no pigment in my hair or my skin.
Okay, what amount of vision do you actually have? Maybe 2200?
I don't know all those silly numbers that they say. I have enough vision that I can see in front of me. When it comes to reading or seeing long distance, can't see anything long distance, or I have to have stuff really, really close to my face. So maybe 2200.
Okay. What about, and also this allows you to get around mobility-wise pretty well, right?
For the most part, yes. Now, my husband, Mr. Coconut, a.k.a. Gabriel, is in a wheelchair, and so he is my kind of cane, because if I run into anything that I don't see, for instance, in Toronto, I ran him into a pole because I didn't see the pole because it was white. So he gets the brunt of it. So when I'm by myself, I use a cane, but when I'm pushing him around in his wheelchair, he's my cane.
He's the spotter, right? Okay, do you have brothers and sisters?
Oh gosh, this is where it's going to get really interesting. So I was adopted at birth. So my adopted family that I now reside with, I have two brothers. My birth mother, who's recently passed away, her and her husband had three boys. So technically altogether, I have five brothers. Three from my birth mom and two of my brothers.
Okay. How long have you known your birth brothers? Is this just recent?
My birth brothers and... Oh, I guess I had that on. Sorry about that. My birth brothers and birth family, I've known them for a good 13 years.
Okay. All right. When it was time for you to go to school, did you go to public school, parochial, or a school for the blind?
I went to public school up until grade 5. Grade 5, when we were at a hockey game, we were sitting there was a couple with their family behind us, and they had a daughter who was albino, who who was going to the school for the blind in Brantford, and they told us about the school, and we went to check it out, and at grade 5, I went to the school for the blind in Brantford, and I went back to grade three, did grade three all the way through.
I have known a number of people, me being one of them, who started to school for the blind in fifth grade. A number of people that started in fifth grade. So, okay, when you were in school, okay, when you went to the school for the blind, I'm assuming you were a residential student. And was this scary for you?
Yes, I was a residential student. It was scary because I was going to a school where I knew nobody other than the young girl that I had known, but she was up in another residence. So it was scary, but I made it through. I made lots of friends.
What were some of the things, if you just think about it, what were two of the two or three of the things that you really liked about it as opposed to public school during the, you know, first two or three years you were there?
Activities such as goal ball, field trips, swim team, music.
Okay. And those are things I'm guessing that you enjoyed throughout your school years. Well, besides the field trips and the swim team and music, what was another area that you enjoyed outside the classroom?
I really enjoyed living. We had two houses on campus that were for people who were older and maybe just about to be finished at the school. And so I really liked that. Because living there, you got to get your independence. You learned how to clean the house, do the shopping, basically take care of a home. So I really, really enjoyed that because that was something that I didn't get to learn as much at home, being that I was only home for the weekend. So it was very hard to try to learn that at home with my mom.
Get a little closer to your mic. You're drifting on me. Okay, I think one subject you liked was shop. Tell us about shop.
I loved shop class. I hope I sound better. I loved shop class. Shop class was a fun class for us because we were in the town of Brantford, and if anybody knows hockey, Walter Gretzky grew up there. No, Wayne Gretzky grew up there. Walter was his father. And Walter had always brought in Wayne's hockey sticks so that we could make things out of them. And I got the chance to make a hockey stick bench out of hockey sticks. So this whole hockey stick bench was, it's just all hockey sticks made into a bench. I made a hockey stick table. I also made a deacon's bench, which has four drawers in it. And I made a treasure chest, and all of them I still have.
All right. Now, didn't one of those items sell in an auction and your mom or someone in your family unknowingly bought that item?
Yes. I thought I turned that off. I guess I didn't. Please forgive me. Yes. It was actually a hockey stick bench, and my mom was like, I just won a hockey stick bench at the auction. I said, oh, really? She brought it home, and I looked at it, and I was like, I made that. My mom's like, well, how do you know you made it? I'm like, because that one hockey stick was the one that I remember putting on, and I remember physically doing the whole thing of that. And so it was pretty neat to have something that I had made for my mom, not knowing that she was going to win it.
I love that story. What about cooking class? Did you have a cooking class as well?
We did have a cooking class. Our cooking class basically taught us how to cook. I liked that class because the teacher and I got along pretty well. She had a daughter who was adopted, so we had a pretty close connection, and I used to always go down there and make all my favorite foods, and she taught me how to make a lot of different recipes. There's an Alfredo sauce that she makes that's really, really good. She taught me how to make, and taught me how to make cookies, all different kinds of cookies, and lasagna. She was just a fun, loving lady.
Well, you mentioned cookies. Have you started making cookies for Christmas yet?
Not yet. My mom keeps sending me recipes, but I just haven't gotten in the mood to get the cookies making. I have to put up the Christmas tree first.
Absolutely. All right. I think there's another event in high school for you, which was very exciting. And you live in Canada, and you all went on a trip. I think this was your course. Is that correct?
Yes. So we were a part of a choir. It was our senior choir. And we had gotten the chance to go to South Carolina and Spartanburg, South Carolina, and there was another school, West Virginia. And one of those trips, I have to tell you a very funny story. We were on the bus at about 5:30 in the morning, because we were going to drive down. I'm sitting back by the washroom, because if anybody knows, with traveling with Lindsay, you always need to make sure I'm near a bathroom, or when I tell you I need to stop, because that means I need to go to the bathroom. So I'm on the bus with all my choir friends, and we're sitting at the back of the bus, and the driver comes up and says, "I know your grandfather." And I looked at him and I said, "Well, how do you know my grandfather?" And he's like, he went on this big spiel of how he knew him, and he's like, "You better be careful and you better behave." And I said, "Okay, I will." So he gets back into his driver's seat and we're chugging along, and you know, we're singing songs on the bus and, you know, doing everything that young teenagers would do at 6 in the morning. We get to the border crossing and the bus driver gets off the bus and he goes over and he says, "I know that I'm not allowed to be out of my bus at the border, but I just want to let you know that I have a whole bunch of blind students on my bus with 7 or 8 staff members, escorts, and 2 guide dogs." And the border security gentleman comes over, gets on the bus, looks down the, you know, just does a walk in and out, and looks at the aisle, looks down and up the aisle, and says to the driver, "Have a great trip, get them there safely." And so I thought it was just so funny, because here this guy gets off the bus at the border, and really, at a border, you shouldn't be getting out of your car. So he could have really endangered himself and us, because we could have gotten sent back. So that was one of the fun memories of choir. But we also got to go and sing with 5 or 6 different schools for the blind in the States, at both Spartanburg, South Carolina, and West Virginia. And man, oh man, a young girl coming from Canada to the States and hearing different accents, I just loved it. We sang a whole bunch of different songs with all these choirs. But the one thing I just don't get, and somebody might have to answer this for me later on in life, the choir director, and I told you this, Susie, was just shaking their hands. And my friend says to me, "These people are blind. How do they expect us to see them waving their hands in the air?" So to this day, we still don't know why they were shaking their hands to a whole bunch of blind people.
Well, I think that's just something that they do. Band directors and choir directors, whether you can see them or not, that's just part of their position, I think. All right. When you graduated from high school, well, is there anything else in high school that you want to tell us about?
My lovely husband, Mr. Coconut, just reminded me of swim team. I was a big swimmer, big avid swimmer, and we had gone to different swim meets, and now a lot of it was swimming with either able-bodied swimmers who are fully sighted, or sometimes we would be swimming with people who also had various disabilities. And so 2 good memories that come up for me is, one, I might have not known, well, I didn't know that there was that many albino people out there in the world. And I said to my coach one day at a swim meet, I said, "Is that an albino person?" And I got all excited, and he's like, "Yeah." The next day I said, "Oh my gosh, it's the albino person." And then I turn around, and on this big honking, maybe 100-inch big screen, said the time. And I said, guys, I can read the time. I got all excited, and they all looked at me. They're like, honey, we can read that too. I said, oh, you just broke my bubble. Because I got all excited. I could see it. I could. It was big. And so they still laugh at me. Every time we went to that school, or every time we went to that university for swim meets, they'd be like, Lindsay, it's your favorite pool. And, well, we also went to Atlanta, Georgia. And we were walking around, my two friends and I, just checking out around our hotel, and we heard some people singing. So we decided that we would go and check out what's going on. Well, then we get there, and there's these security guards, and we're like, security guards for people singing? So we asked, hey, like, what's going on? And, well, they told us that it was the America's Got Talent, or, yeah, I think it was America's Got Talent, or American Idol. And so it was kind of neat to sit there and listen to these people from a fair distance, but we got to hear some of these interesting people sing.
Oh, what fun. Okay, when you graduated from high school, what did you do next? Did you go to a rehab center, a vocational school, college, get a job? What did you do?
I went to London, Ontario, and I attended an upgrading program to upgrade my English and some of my courses that I didn't do so well in school. Mr. Coconut says I still need to learn how to speak. But I did that. Then I went to, that was at the college. So I had gotten the chance to then transfer those courses over and take recreation and leisure services. So basically planning programs for old people and young people like Parker. And so I didn't really like the program, so I went over to hospitality, hotel management. But then I found out that there was mathematics in there. So I said, heck no, this girl doesn't do math. So I went back over to Rec and Leisure. Didn't have a great outcome with finishing it because I failed one of the courses with like a 49. So I talked to the coordinator and I got transferred over to Conestoga College here in Kitchener and finished my schooling over here and had a very, very good transition over from one college to another and was able to finish my education and tried to find a job. And, well, it's not really, well, it's kind of recreation, but it's not. I got a job in a trampoline park. So just imagine a big park with a whole bunch of trampolines attached to each other, and yeah, I worked there for a couple of years until I kind of got fired.
Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes. Well, my good old manager at the time had asked us to send them our schedules of when we were available, and I just sent back mine's the same as what it was at the beginning, and well, he didn't quite like that. And so he just let me go. And so I tried to fight it, but didn't really get too far. So I just figured, you know what? For traveling half an hour to an hour to work and half an hour to an hour back, I just decided that, you know what? I wasn't going to fight it anymore. So I just gave up the job.
Now, you have done, I don't know if you call it mission work, but work in another country more than once. Tell us about that.
Your memory's good, Susie. My mom has always had a heart for missions work. We started out in Guatemala City, taking teams down and teaching the ladies how to sew. Because the first year my mom went down, she had seen these ladies waiting outside the school for their kids to be done school. And my mom's like, there has to be something for these ladies to do. So my mom talked to the missionaries down there and said, you know, what do you think about me bringing down sewing machines and fabric? And we can teach these ladies how to sew so that they can have something to do while they're waiting for their children, and then they can make things to sell so that they can make a living for their families. So that was a big hit. Then we kind of moved out of Guatemala City, and we ended up going to Peru. And we have a big heart for Peru. We have really, really good friends down there that we know, that we go to their home, and we stay with them when we go down there. And we've taught a lot of ladies down there to sew, and we actually have a little sewing. They have a little sewing business, and they teach ladies how to sew, and they go into the churches every week and have sewing lessons for the ladies. And it's just kind of something that they can take on and as a little business for them to start.
Now, you have mentioned Mr. Coconut, and I hear him in the background. Where did you meet Mr. Coconut?
He says he doesn't know, but we went to the School for the Blind together, and there was, at the time, he was shorter than I was, and I think he's still a little tall. He's in a wheelchair now, so I think he's shorter now, but he was shorter, and I asked him out, and me being albino and white, he was kind of a little scared of me, and he's never seen a white woman before like myself, and so it kind of scared him, and he said no. And, well, I kind of got bummed out. So I started dating this other guy, and, well, his name was Thomas, but now he goes by Alan because he turned gay. And, well, they told me that I turned him gay. But then I went back to Gabriel, and he ended up asking me out April 16th, 2 days after my birthday. I said yes. We then moved off to college together. And then when I moved back to Kitchener to go to school, he followed me, and then he willingly asked me out, or asked me to marry him, and I unfortunately said yes. And yes, he asked me, well, we were moving out of my mom's house that she shared with my father, who they're no longer together, and I was getting a back massage from him, and he asked me, he told me to look in his pocket, and I looked in his pocket, and I found the ring in there, and, well, the rest was history. I said yes, and went screaming.
Now, tell us where you got married. I think that's very interesting. You're the only person I know that has ever gotten married in this venue.
Okay, well, we're going to go back a little bit here. A good friend of mine who I met at church had gotten married at the Butterfly Conservatory in Cambridge, about a half an hour from where I live. And I thought that that was very, very cool to have butterflies flying around you during your wedding. So from her idea of getting married at the Butterfly Conservatory gave me ideas to also get married at the Butterfly Conservatory. So we basically were in this really, 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 really nice, hot, like, area where the butterflies live, and there was nice paths and such, and so on, and there was a waterfall, and we got married underneath the waterfall, not with the water running at the time, but yes, we got married in a butterfly conservatory.
All right, when, let's see, do you have any hobbies? And what about pets?
Okay, Gabriel just reminded me, Mr. Coconut just reminded me about the rings. So, gentlemen, I know you're all married, but if you ever get married again and you live half an hour one way away from the venue, make sure you have the rings in your pocket, because my lovely husband and his lovely men did not have the rings. They had to travel half an hour to our house to get the rings and half an hour back. They did it in 45 minutes, round trip. That's correct, 45 minutes. Ask me how they didn't get caught? I do not know. Hobbies and pets. Well, hobbies, I like to color. I like to go for walks. I like to go to the gym, cook, play with my MacBook, my iPad, and hang out with my husband. What other hobbies do I have? Taking pictures and my pets. I had two pets, two kitty cats, but recently I had to put one of my little men down. He had cancer, we think, so we had to put him down at a young age of 12 years old. Now we just have one boy, and his name is Deke.
Now you mentioned coloring. Adult coloring books have got very popular, haven't they? They're both, I guess artistic, and also I understand they're very relaxing. Have you framed any of the things that you've colored?
No, because I'm not the greatest at staying in the lines with those ones because they're very, very detailed. So actually, a way that I actually like to color is on my iPad. I kind of cheat because then on my iPad I can bring it up closer to me. And it's called pixel art, so I can bring it up close to my face and color the way I want to color and make sure I stay in the lines.
Okay, I've never heard of that. So you don't have the actual physical box of Crayolas, right?
I have those for when our niece and nephew come over. I do have coloring books that are adult coloring books, but they just kind of sit there and don't tell my husband, collect dust.
Do you enjoy reading books?
Yes, I'm actually in a really good book right now that a lot of you have probably already read, The Favorite Daughter. There's a few other books that I have on my reading list, and
What about transportation in your area?
Well, transportation is actually fairly good for us. We have three buses within 5 minutes of us. One's like literally 100 feet maybe away from our front door of our apartment building. And then we also have a transportation that is for disabled people. That is called Mobility Plus. So they come door to door and pick us up and take us to our destination and pick us up.
And what about trains or subways? Are those things that are usable for you?
They actually are. When they designed the subways, well, the train, in our instance, they made sure that it was both talking and visual and digital, so blind people and sighted people could see it. And I love taking the train. I don't know why, but it's just so much fun taking the train.
I've always thought I'd like to take a trip on a train. Now, there's something, I think you went on a trip recently and spent the night, and there was a perk about riding that train because of Gabe.
Okay, all you oldies, you listen up now. If you ever take a train, so we have Via Rail here in Canada. And well, Via Rail, when you travel with somebody who's in a wheelchair, you get first class seating, which means free food and free alcohol. With economy pricing. So if you ever need to go anywhere, travel with somebody who's in a wheelchair, or just get yourself a wheelchair, and you only pay for one ticket. So, seeing as both Gabriel and I are visually impaired, I kind of act as the sighted person, even though they don't know that, so that we can get the one of us on for free, and free food. They have really good apple pie, too, by the way.
We are learning lots of stuff here, guys. All right, is there anything else that you would like to add? We were talking about the transportation. What about grocery stores and restaurants near you?
Well, as a lot of you know, there's such thing as Instacart. Due to COVID and Gabriel having very poor immune system and being in a wheelchair and trying to travel with him and do groceries, it's quite hard. And then also being visually impaired. So I do a lot of Instacarting with groceries and whatnot. And as for restaurants, I live in like the prime location because I have McDonald's, I have A&W. I have Harvey's, which is a hamburger joint that I don't think you guys have in the States. And Swiss Chalet. It's a chicken restaurant. And Chuck's Roadhouse. And a whole bunch of pizza places. And a burrito place. So when it comes to restaurants and things, I'm well stocked for food if I ever need any.
Is there anything else that you would like to add before this gang gets to ask you questions? And remember, when we start that, if anything is asked that you don't want to answer, all you need to say is move on. Okay?
There's one thing that I actually did forget to bring up back a little ways. When we were on one of our swim meets, we had ended up in Atlanta, Georgia, and we had nothing to do, so we were like, well, let's find something to do. So we got to go check out the Coke factory and try all the different types of Cokes that they made. Like, even to when you guys were little kids and they had, like, all those weird flavors. Yeah, we got to try them too, and some of them were, meh. I could leave, but some of them were like, I wish that they brought back. And I want you all to know, thank you for coming. And VIP's the best. Especially Terry Borden, because he's my father.
Okay, gang, now is your time to get to ask Lindsay some questions. The only thing to remember is when you're keyed up, if somebody else gets the key before you, please release your key. Otherwise, Lindsay won't get a chance to answer. And I think we have plenty of time for everybody to ask questions. So, gang, it's your turn.
Well, hey, Sister Albino. You have siblings. Any other sibling, brother or sister, also an albino? Are you the only lucky one?
I'm the only lucky one. This is something weird, but kind of funny at the same time. But kind of gross. My mom was actually sexually assaulted by her... My birth mother was sexually assaulted by her brother, and that's how I came to be. And so, thank goodness he didn't do it to anybody else. And that's how lovely, beautiful little Lindsay came out to be. And so no siblings that are albino.
How many years have you and Gabe been married now, Lindsay?
Too long.
Too long. It will be 8 years this coming May 9th. No, May 9th.
Hi, Lindsay. I'm so glad to know you, and I'd love to get to know you better, and I really enjoyed your interview, and my wedding anniversary is May 9th as well. What kind of music do you like?
Oh, geez, I knew somebody was going to throw a hard one in there. I like pretty much everything. Not a big rap person. Pretty much everything and anything.
Did Gabe just say that you play the guitar?
I thought somebody's gonna not hear that, but yes, I did play guitar in high school, so I don't play as much anymore. I need to get back into it, but I do play guitar.
Lindsay, do you sing when you play the guitar?
Terry, if I sung,
I
would probably be I don't know. What's the word? I don't serenade when I play guitar.
Well, you did sing it one time because you sang in the choir that came to South Carolina.
Okay, true. But that was with a whole bunch of other people.
She would just move her lips and make it look like she was singing, I know. Okay, you took cooking. Why is it when you're feeding your husband, you're fixing SpaghettiOs and raviolis and stuff out of a can instead of cooking him a full meal? Somebody that took cooking as you did seems like would fix him something nice.
Well, for that, that's kind of our go-to quick, lazy way of cooking. I don't do it all the time, but sometimes I do, but very rarely.
Hey, Lindsay. I'm glad that I came in here. I didn't realize it was going to be you. I didn't read the email, so I was really glad to hear so much and learn so much about you. You have a great story, and just thanks for being here. Thanks for always being so supportive of all of us when we're going through something. You have a wonderful spirit, and you and Gabe are an awesome couple. I'm glad I was able to hear some of this.
I'll agree with that. We pick on you a lot, but that's why we pick on you, because we like you. But yeah, you're a great addition to VIP. We love having you around. You and Gabe both.
Do we have other people with questions?
Lindsay, what are your favorite things to cook?
I am a big Epicure fanatic. Epicure uses, they're a big spice company located in Vancouver, BC. They also ship to the US. So one of their specialties is giving you a chicken nugget seasoning. So you just use your own chicken breast, cut them up into chicken fingers or chicken nuggets, and then coat them with your seasoning, with your mayonnaise, and then cook them. So I'd have to say I like making chicken nuggets, pulled pork. What else do I like? I like doing roast chickens. I like making hamburger ring. It's basically a ring with everything you'd put in your hamburger, but all like chopped up and fine little things.
Other people who haven't asked a question?
Andy again, can I get a second question? Have you ever dyed your hair or wanted to dye your hair, and do you wear makeup?
I do not wear makeup, but I went out on a crazy limb and I dyed my hair pink, and my friend said that I looked like the Smurfs. My hairdresser did my eyebrows, which I didn't really like because it was a very dark brown, and dark brown on an albino person, not a big fan of that. I've also done like a light brown, but my hair grows way too fast, so I'm going back to natural now.
I just wanted to make a quick comment about my wife saw Lindsay's picture on Facebook when she married Gabe, and she said that she's wearing a beautiful gown and it was very pretty.
So
she's just saying that because she's my American mother.
Great. Glad you came on, Lindsay, and get to hear Gabe, too. You both are special people. Thank you.
I forgot to tell you that as Gabriel and I are both visually impaired, the day we got married, Gabriel didn't see me until I was right up in front of him. And we had told him that my wedding gown was long sleeves and no part of my body was showing. But really, it was strapless. And, oh, no, I was going to say topless, but that's the word I'm looking for. It was strapless.
Oh, and he kind of caught his breath, huh?
Oh, yes, it did.
Any other comments or questions?
Do you have any children?
If you consider my kitty cat a child, then I sure do have my little kitty cat, Deke. But no children.
Well, Lindsay, I want to thank you so much for agreeing to do this interview. And Gabe, thank you so much for keeping her straight. Again, thanks so much. Thanks to all of you for coming and participating in the interview of Lindsay on Getting to Know You.
This has been a presentation of VIP Conduit.